Menachos Pergud Beis, Mishnah Beis, 12:2. From now, really to the end of the Masechta, we're going to discuss Nedarim, people making verbal commitments to bring Korbanos. Our Mishnah here talks about what happens if a person makes a Neda to bring a Mincha in a particular way, but then he brings it in a different way than what he committed. So the basic gist of our Mishnah is going to be that, listen, you said you're doing it one way, you didn't fulfill your commitment, and therefore, yeah, you have not fulfilled your commitment, you have to do it again. But what you brought will assume what you meant, unless you tell us explicitly otherwise or show us otherwise, that what you meant to do is bring an additional mincha in a different way. And you didn't intend to fulfill your obligation, so now you're going to bring this weird new one, I'll call it the variant from what you committed to, and you still intend to bring your committed one as well. Okay? That's the gist of the Mishnah. Mishnah is a long Mishnah, has a lot of details. Here we go. The first case of the Mishnah is as follows. Ha'omer harei alai b'machvas. A person says, I'm going to bring a mincha, but he says specifically he'll do it b'machvas. He'll prepare it in a machvas. V'hevi marcheshes, but he doesn't do that. Instead, he brings a mincha that was prepared in a marcheshes. Or b'marcheshes, he commits to bring a mincha specifically in a marcheshes. V'hevi machvas, but he doesn't do that. He instead brings a mincha that was prepared in a machvas. So then, Misha says, Masha hevi hevi. Okay, what he brought, okay, that's a korban too. But his obligation that he said he's going to fulfill, he hasn't fulfilled, so I have to now go back and bring a mincha like that as well. It's just like the backstory in this, the details, filling in case you don't remember, you're not clear. Voluntary menachos come in five basic types. Two of the types are the machvas and marcheshes. They're very similar in preparation. The difference is how they are essentially, I'll call it baked. Machvas either means like a flat griddle, whereas a marcheshes means like sort of a deep pan. Or another shot in the Tanaim we saw the sheet of the Mishnah was that the one just the marcheshes has a lid and the machvas doesn't have a lid. The point is, when a person makes a commitment to bring a mincha, he can bring the mincha, voluntary mincha, they all have the same basic ingredients. You have the isur on the flour, you have the log of shemen, you have the lavona on top, and you can prepare it however you want. But if you specifically said you're bringing it as a marcheshes, then that's what your commitment was. You have to do that. If you bring in a machvas, so then you have brought a machvas also, but you still have to bring your marcheshes as well. That's what the Mishnah had to say. Now, case, like that was, call it A1 and A2. Now, case B of the Mishnah, and we're also going to B1, B2. A person looks at a particular isarona flower, and he says, this flower, I'm going to bring this flower as a mincha. But he says a specific way in which it will be offered. So says the Mishnah, Zu lahayv b'machvas. He says, a person says, he looks at the flower he's pointing to, and he says, this particular flower, harei alai, I commit personally lahavi to bring as a mincha b'machvas prepared in a machvas, in a deep pan. Okay? But then, v'hevi b'marcheshes, he takes that flower and prepares it as a mincha, but he puts the dough on a marcheshes, on a griddle, not in a deep pan. Or b'marcheshes, he sees a particular flower, he says, this flower is consecrated to be brought as a mincha, but I'm bringing it as a mincha in a marcheshes, in a deep pan, v'hevi b'machvas, but he ends up bringing it on a griddle. So now this, we'll call it B1 and B2, is not the same as A1 and A2. Here, he was pointing to specific flowers. So that flower had to be brought in a very specific way. He can't say, oh, this flower now is a different mincha. No, because this flower was committed to be this type of mincha. So his, says the Mishnah, harezu psula, that offering is totally puzzle. You understand? Because he said this flower will be brought as a marcheshes, but he didn't do that. He brought it as a machvas, so that the flower wasn't done to the flower and prepared the way he said he would do it. And therefore his korban is totally invalid. No way of saying he wants this flower to also be that. The flower can only be one thing, and it's not what he said. Therefore, the offering is puzzle. There is an important distinction to be made. In the first two cases where he says harei alai b'machvas marcheshes, so he has to, and he brought the wrong one, or prepared it in a different way, so we're saying he's going to now do both. Here, we're saying that the korban is pasul, because he said this flower will be brought as a marcheshes, and he didn't do that. He brought it as a machvas, so it's not valid. But since he said harezu, he meant he committed not a general commitment upon himself, harei alai. He didn't say, I'm just committing to bring a mincha. He said, I'm committing this particular flower to be offered in a particular way. So he's now, he botched it. His korban is not valid because he didn't do what he said he was going to do, but he has no further obligations to bring a new mincha. You understand? Because he committed this particular flower. This flower is no longer here. It's the same as if the flower got lost or stolen or became tummy or something. Now that it's can't be brought as a mincha, can't be brought as a mincha. So it's you know, game over. His neder is not fulfilled. The next case in the Mishnah is if a person says, Hare alai shnei isronim, I'm committing to bring two isaron of flour, lahavi b'kli echad, and I'm putting it in a single kli, which essentially means, if you recall, that menachos, a typical mincha, has an isaron of flour and a lug of shemen. But the truth is, you can essentially double the recipe, or triple or quadruple, a bit of machlokas, but if there's you double the oil also, but putting that aside, in terms of the flour, you can bring it as a two isaron, or three isaron, or four isaron mincha, as you wish, okay? The point is, bringing two menachos, each of an isaron, is not the same as bringing one mincha of a double isaron. Why is it not the same? Well, besides the fact, if you say you're doing something, you have to do it the way you said it, fine. That's like we saw in the first part of the Mishnah. But more than that, there's also, besides like that qualitative difference, not doing what you said you're going to do, there's basically like a quantitative difference, because when you bring a mincha, every mincha gets one and only one kometz taken from it, and the rest is shirayim. So if you bring the two menachos, there'll be two kometzes taken, and both those kometzes, and that's the rest of shirayim. Whereas if you bring one big mincha, so then it's like a doubly big one, there's still only one kometz taken, and then there's more shirayim, if you will, than there's that much more shirayim. Okay, so here the Mishnah says again, a person says, Harei lai shnei isronim lahavi b'kli echad. He says, I'm going to bring a two isaron mincha, and I'm bringing a single kli, means I'm bringing one big mincha. But then vehevi b'shnei kelim, and then he ends up bringing it like two regular size menachos, two separate kelim. Or if he says b'shnei kelim, he commits to bringing two separate menachos, each of an isaron, vehevi b'kli echad, but he combines them and he brings one single mincha that's just a doubly big one. So then this is really the same thing as the first case of the Mishnah, which is we're going to assume that what he was doing was, now, he didn't mean to do something invalid, so he means I'm bringing this also, and I'll bring my original commitment in addition. So therefore, says the Mishnah, Masha hevi hevi, the carbon he brought now, which didn't correspond to what he committed verbally to do, that's also going to be kosher. But he hasn't fulfilled his obligation he took on. He has to now bring what he committed to in addition. If he says, now this is the last case. So if he says, Elu havi b'kli echad, behevi b'shnei kelim. Elu, this, he sees two isronos of flour on the table. And he says, I'm committing to bring that flour as a mincha, but I'm bringing it b'kli echad, I'm bringing it as one big two isaron mincha. Okay. But then, behevi b'shnei kelim. But he brings it and to bring his two separate regular sized menachos. Or b'shnei kelim, he says that flour I'm committing to bring as two separate menachos and two separate containers. Behevi b'kli echad, he just combines as one big double sized mincha. Again, so that the Mishnah says here, hurry elu psulin, that the offering is not valid. Like we saw, I'll call it in B1 and B2, he said this particular flour will be brought in a particular way. He didn't fulfill his obligation. The flour didn't get brought as he said it would. So now he's not yotzei anything. And it's all invalid. He has no further obligation to bring in another one because his commitment was about this particular flour, and this particular flour he did wrong. It's not so different than if he would have, I don't know, made a tummy or dropped it on the floor, so to speak. He didn't fulfill his obligation, and the offering is not a valid offering because it didn't fulfill what he said he's going to do. Okay, now, what happens if Hare Elai Shnei Asronim Lahavi B'Kli Echad? He says, I'm bringing a single mincha, like in a single kli, but it's of a double size, doubly big one, of two Asron. And then he says, so he's bringing a big one, Ve'evi B'Shnei Kelim. He shows up and he pours his batter into two separate kelim. He's bringing two regular size ones. Okay, so now, Amru Lo B'Kli Echad Nidarta, if they immediately, his friends who heard him take the nether, say, stop. You said you're bringing one big one, and that's two small ones. If he kriven b'kli echad, if he says you're right, and he immediately consolidates the two half, the two containers into one big container, as per his commitment, then ksherim. What he brought now is totally kosher, because you see his intention was to fulfill his neder. He made a mistake, he forgot, so now he's just fixing what he messed up. That's okay. If b'shnei kelim, if however he ignores what they said, he, they say, he puts it in two, he puts it into regular, he brings two regular size menachos. His friends say, wait, stop. You said you're bringing one double size one. And if he says, ah, and he brings it, you know, in two separate ones, then psulin. Then both are pasul. Why? Pasul, not just that he, previously the Mishnah had said, he fulfills the obligation, has to bring another one. Here we're saying it's pasul altogether. Why? Because when they put him on notice, ooh, that's not what you made an error to do, and he ignores them, he says, ah. So then you see, he wasn't intending to do an additional korban. He would have said, oh no, I understand, but I'm bringing this as an additional korban. He's intending to fulfill his obligation with this, but he isn't doing what he said he would do, and therefore it's not kosher, it's pasul. If he said a real lie, he'll have to bring a new one, but this one is pasul. It's not just that it's also okay. Now, what happens if Harei Elai Shnei Asronim L'Havi B'Shnei Kelim? If he says, I'm committing to bring two menachos and two separate standalone menachos, V'Hevi B'Kliachad, he shows up there and he puts both, like two Asronos worth of flour plus the oil, etc., into one big Kli, and then Amrlo B'Shnei Kelim Nidarta, they say, wait, stop, you said you're bringing two. If Hikrivam B'Shnei Kelim, if immediately he says, oh, you're right, and he separates it back into separate Kelim, so then Ksherim, then you see he was coming to do what he said he's going to do. He made a mistake, he fixes his mistake, and everything's cool. He'll bring it as he committed to, and he's yotzi his obligation, everything's kosher. But if he ignores them, he says, ah, Menasna B'Kli Yachad, he committed to bringing two Menachos. He ends up pouring the flour into one big, you know, or the whatever, the dough into one big container. The status here is, it's as if there are two separate menachos that got mixed up. If you recall back from Per Gimel Mishnah Gimel, earlier on the Masechta, we said, if two menachos get mixed up, so what happens? So it depends. If the Kohen is able to get a kamita from each of the two, take a kometz from A and a kometz from B, and he's 100% of each kometz came from their respective separate menachos, so those two Kometz is good on the Mizbech, and then the combined one is no problem. The Kohanim will eat it together. And therefore, essentially, the Kohanim can, so to speak, like salvage the situation. You understand? Because he can brought his two separate Menachos. But if he took his two Isronos and he poured it into a container that there's now it's commingled, and there's no way for the Kohanim to take a pure Kometz of one and a pure Kometz of the other, so there's no way for them to bring the two Kometz that he's obligated to bring if he's bringing two Menachos. And therefore, the whole thing will be Pasul. And if he said, Harei Elai, this Mincha is Pasul because he combined it, and he'll just have to bring another one.